Well, good morning, everybody. A joy to be here in the house of the good Lord. Today, priests around the United States have been asked by the USCCB, the bishops of the U.S., to preach on vocations to the priesthood and the religious life. Why? Because this is the week, this is National Vocations Week. And so it's a week for the whole church around the country to praise God for all vocations, but in a particular way in this week, to focus our prayers and our thoughts to the priesthood and the religious life. And it's a happy thing for me always to talk about such things. As you know, that's my other job, as the vocation director of the diocese. So I'm more than happy to do that. And like our readings, I've talked about vocations a thousand times now, but in different settings, but not with these readings. And so these readings are very beautiful. Our gospel today tells us that that there is no marriage in heaven, which there's good news for married people, is that there will be no marriage in heaven, but you will love your wife or your husband more there than you ever did on earth, because heaven is this place of total union, total marriage in Christ. And that's the goal of life, eternal life in Jesus. And you will be caught up, pray God, you live a good, happy, holy life, and you make it to heaven, and your wife or your husband does too, that you won't be married there, but you'll be all married in Christ. We'll all be married in Christ. And we'll be so caught up in love, so caught up in Christ, that it will be a better thing than you ever had here on earth. Praise our Lord. And you see that the priest and the nun, the priest, the religious sister, we live in a way, we kind of foreshadow that ultimate union in the resurrection of God and man, because we live a whole life, we priests, we sisters, like religious sisters and nuns, live a whole life given completely to God. And sometimes people say, Father, I just wish you could get married. And I say, well, I don't, you know, if I could, there'd be a long line of ladies. I know that, you know, that would be waiting. They'd be waiting. But, and to quote the rector at St. Minor, I told you this before, but the rector at St. Minor, when I was having a vocational crisis, I said, I just think maybe I should go get married. He said, Michael, no woman deserves you. But anyway, like, we live a life completely given to God, and God is enough. God is more than enough. A lot of people think that God isn't. And they're reluctant to pray about a vocation, because they just don't think God could ever be enough. But He is. He's more than enough. I've given my life to Him. And every day I thank God for making me a priest. And it's the happiest, most wonderful life to the one who is called to it. And our first reading is the one I really want to focus on, from 2 Maccabees. The story of this woman, and we don't know about the husband. He's not mentioned. But there are seven sons to this mother. And it so happened that the king was corrupt, and his name was King Antiochus IV. He outlawed the practice of religion. And so a lot of people just said, okay, well, the heck with it, you know. I'd rather just live a life on earth, you know. But there were some who were faithful, and this family is one of them. And you have these seven sons, and it doesn't tell the story of each one of them, but it tells a few. And we get the impression they're kind of young, probably teenagers. And one by one, they go to the king, who says, renounce God or I will kill you. And there's the story, the third one, that really caught my attention. This young man comes up, and the king says, I'll cut off your hands if you don't renounce God. So the kid goes, he says, I'll probably get him back in heaven anyway. And I love that. Like, and it says that even the king and the attendants, his cronies, they marveled at this young man's courage. The word courage comes from the word heart. They marveled at this young man's heart for God. and the fortitude to lay down his life for him. The word courage comes up a bunch of times in the second reading too. And I guess what I want to say is that God still needs young men of courage who have a heart big enough to pray about, does God want me to be a priest? And if so, I'll do it. God still needs young women to say, to have courage and to say, to have a heart big enough for God and to say, if that's what I'm called to, I can't wait. Teresa of Lisieux became a nun when she was 15. Mother Teresa made her final vows at age 18. St. Vincent de Paul entered seminary when he was 12. He became a priest at 18. Padre Pio entered the seminary when he was 15. He became a priest at 23. What I'm saying is that there is no limit to the amount of grace that can be unleashed when a young person has courage and a young person has a heart for God and says, whatever you want, Lord, I'll give it a shot, and lays and is open to laying down his life. That needs to be a part of the culture of our families, of our parish. Our parish hasn't produced a seminarian since the 70s. And that makes my heart sad. And it's not a thing to like shame. It's just like this thing to say, like, okay, let's all, like, what can we do to raise up vocations here, to support them, because they're needed. Some of the priests have this idea that for a weekend we should all go to the parish where we were raised in. So I would go to St. Charles, and there'd be four other priests there. But then there would be several parishes that wouldn't have one. And there would be no Mass here or at St. Vincent. We need to have a culture in this parish, but in our families, where vocations are encouraged, prayed for, wanted, and cherished. We have to have that. We have to have the, and to encourage, like, how these young men here in this first reading probably never would have had this courage and never would have had the heart for God and the fortitude to lay down their life for him if their mother had not encouraged them. This woman, this mother, she encourages her boys to be faithful to God no matter what, even if it means dying, because she knows there's something else. And isn't that something? Like, that's got to be the thing in the heart of every mother and father. It's like, I only want my kid to, I will support my child no matter what, as long as they are faithful to God. You know, like, my mom and dad, it's always kind of funny for me to think about, because I remember one time I was probably in third grade, maybe younger, and it must have been a homily like this one, you know, and I remember we got home from Mass, and my mom and dad sat me and my brother down in the living room. I remember it. The sun was coming through the window. And I remember mom saying, just so you know, if either of you boys becomes a priest, we will be very happy and we will support you. And that's the only time the priesthood was mentioned in my house as an option for me or my brother, my whole childhood. But it made an impact on me. I knew that my parents wanted me to do God's will. I knew that my parents would support me no matter what. And that my parents wanted me, that they wanted me to do God's will. And that was the most important thing in their mind. And the priesthood, the idea of it wasn't something to laugh off. It wasn't something to, you know, like, ignore. Like, it was just, if that's your call, I want that for you. And pray God we have that attitude in our families, but also in the larger parish here in St. Vincent too. I think we often think, young people, I just want to say this to you, you got to pray about it. If you're a young man, it's your duty to pray about being a priest. It is. You have to pray about it. If you're a young woman, it's your duty to pray about being a religious sister or a nun. It's your duty. And don't we cannot automatically assume it's somebody else. Because priests and nuns don't just fall from the sky. In a way they do, but it's because they're gifts from God. But they grow up in normal families, in normal parishes, and sometimes in abnormal families, in abnormal parishes. But they come out of normal situations. And it could be you that God wants to be a priest or a religious. And if so, praise the Lord. Nothing better for you than that. Don't be afraid of it. Young people have done incredible things, and many of them are saints. We remembered them on All Saints Day last week. Young people could do amazing things when they are supported. When they're supported. And so, last thing I'll say, I think one tendency for people, sometimes young people, to say is that I don't want to waste my life on God. Sometimes I think there's the attitude in parents' hearts, I don't want to waste my son on the church or on the priesthood or my daughter. And it's not wasted. Eternal life of countless people is dependent upon people saying yes to their vocation. There are souls that hang in the balance here. It's important. So let's pray as a parish for vocations to priesthood and religious life to come from here and to come from our families. And let us cherish them and support them always. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.